Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Don Spillman's over there this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Hey, there was a light in the sky when I came to work this morning.
It's a little different, isn't it? Don is here to talk about the Bicentennial Time Capsule. This is the last official business of the Bicentennial Celebration in Washington. What a year we had, didn't we?
It was a lot of fun. And, this is the final event. We started out in November of 2015 with the kickoff banquet, and we have stuff in the time capsule that we're going to put in the time capsule from every event that we had last year, plus some things that came between 1966 and 2016. We've got pictures of the four Mr. Basketballs, list of their accomplishments, just all sorts of stuff. Coffee cup from the White Steamer, a scoop from Scoops, stuff from Bob's, Mason's. All sorts of businesses contributed things for the time capsule.
And yearbooks from all of the schools, too, which will be neat to look back on.
Yeah.
Again, there's a complete list. We cannot list everything, but really done a great job of putting together what life is like today. So 50 years from now, they can open this thing up and see what we were doing.
Yeah, and that's sort of neat. And one of the things we're not going to do, we're not going to bury this thing. We found out from the 1966 time capsule, you don't put it in the ground because it will get wet. So the museum has been really, really generous, and they're going to have a display, and we're going to have that thing sealed, and it's going to be on display at the museum for the next 50 years.
Now, if you want to see the contents of the time capsule, they can still do that, right?
Right, and that's one of the things the museum's done. They have the Daviess County Museum up on Main Street. They have set up a display of everything that's going to be in the time capsule. So if you want to see it, get up there between now and July the 28th. July the 28th is the day that we're going to dedicate it, along with Bicentennial Park down on Main Street across from the theater. We're going to combine those together. I think the Lieutenant Governor is going to be here that day, and we're going to have a celebration down there. But between now and the 28th, if you want to see things, and you really need to get up to the museum, it's great, but they have the display of everything we have. Plus, they have a display of the things that we were able to recover from the 1966 time capsule.
Which was cool to see some of those things, too.
Yeah.
It really was. Yeah. And this Bicentennial Park that is going to be dedicated, that's going to be located right in between the Core Center and Yolanda's new restaurant, right? Is that
Well, it's back. It's where they've got the walkthrough between the parking lot. It's down closer to where the old Kramer's pharmacy used to be.
And that's where all of this will happen on July 28th. So you want to save the date. This is history. Hopefully, not, I'll be here
yeah.
50 years when they open this thing.
Well, I'll only be 117. So, yeah. That's
But I was certainly honored to be a part of it because it is history in the making. It is 50 years to look back where things were when we opened up the 1966 capsule, now to put in what's going on today and the new one that'll be opened in another 50 years.
Right.
Hopefully I'll be around to see that, but you want to be a part of this celebration.
And it's fun. It's fun. And get up to the museum. Let me go over the hours. The museum is in the old Masonic Hall up on Main Street, 212 East Main. They're open Thursday and Friday from noon to 5. Saturday from 10 to 5, and Sundays from 1 to 5. So if you have an opportunity, take your kids up there. They've got a lot of stuff that's just neat to look at from the history of Daviess County.
And the volunteers at the museum have been doing a fantastic job. They really
have. Yes, they have.
Check it out if you get a chance. See the Bicentennial items that are going in the Bicentennial time capsule and be a part of the final Bicentennial event on July 28th. What time does it get underway again? Still,
it's
going to
be July the 28th.
All right, we'll get you back in when we get closer to it.
It's going to be between 2 and 4, but we're not sure exactly when.
Okay, well, we'll get you back in before then to remind folks about it. Don Spillman, our guest on Take 5 for your community. Thank you so much, Don, for coming
by. You're welcome.
By
Thanks for having me.
And be sure to stop by the museum and check out the Bicentennial Time Capsule items. Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.